talk line. You take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, we're here. Oh, your mic's not on yet, dude. But Jamie is here as well. Jamie Crane from the Wheels Off Liberty podcast. And before we get to Jamie, I want to just mention where we're at. We are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2011 edition, and it is night number 3 of 6.
Something like that.
So we started things out on Monday, and it's just been great thus far. It's been our first week here at Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011, put on by the Free State Project, which is an organization designed to bring as many liberty-minded people as possible here to New Hampshire. And the idea would be those people then go ahead and get active for the ideas of liberty to hopefully reach liberty in our lifetime, as it has been stated. And I'm all in favor of it. That's why I made the move to New Hampshire. But a lot of the people here at Porkfest haven't actually made the move as of yet. They're just here visiting, here kind of checking things out. Some of them have made the move, and there's at least one of them in the audience that is doing something that has become kind of a tradition at Porkfest, and that is that they're not leaving after Porkfest. This is their move. They've come for Porkfest, and they're not going home. So we're going to talk to that gentleman here in a little bit as well. Since we're here on site at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, we will have our third mic as usual, but we'll bring people in to talk to us about various different things, relevant and irreverent. And that's why Jamie Crane is here from the Wheels Off Liberty podcast. And wheelsoffliberty.com is the website. Jamie, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, man. You kind of just took that whole thing over, didn't you?
That's kind of what he does.
It's nice to see you, man. I mean, it's our first time actually meeting. I rushed in here before the show after waking up from a much-needed nap. Was up pretty late last night. That does tend to happen here at Porkfest, I'm sure, as you'll discover tonight. Because this is your first night here at Porkfest.
First time ever in New Hampshire, man.
Whoa.
Great so far.
That's a big deal. Now move right in as close to that mic as possible. That would be appreciated. What are your first impressions? When did you arrive?
I arrived about an hour ago, had a few drinks already, went around and met some people.
Nice.
Lots of friendly people here in New Hampshire. The Liberty Movement people are probably the nicest people that you'll ever meet in your life. So this is a great time so far.
Now, you and your partner on Wheels Off Liberty have been doing appearances. I know that for a fact you went to some Libertarian Party thing, and I think you've been to more than one of these convention-y style events. What is this like in comparison to those?
Oh, totally different. We just go to the Republican Light Conventions, which is the Libertarian Party.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I don't know, man. They just sit around hotels and kind of drink wine and stuff. But here, you got some hardcore partiers here, man. You got people that like liberty and like cutting loose, man. And it's kind of right up my alley. I can't believe that there's been a festival with 1,000 people who sit around and drink and everything else. And this is my first time here. I don't think I'll miss it again, dude.
And everything else, yeah, because there's a lot of good stuff can happen here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I was just at the family pool party before I came in, and that was, you know, probably about 43 to 9-year-olds running around, jumping in the pool, shooting each other with water guns and things like that. And, you know, I was sitting there thinking, this is what people think of when they think of anarchy. It was just absolute chaos.
So we're here, of course. We'll take your phone calls about anything, 800-259-9231. Maybe you want to talk to Jamie Crane from Wheels Off Liberty. Let's talk a little bit about Wheels Off Liberty for our listeners, Jamie, that aren't, I guess, in the loop.
Those who are just non-fortunate in life that haven't listened yet.
Right.
They have yet to be thoroughly offended.
So tell me about it. What is it?
It's a show that me and a buddy from Oklahoma put together, and it's pretty much about anything that comes across our minds. It's not necessarily liberty, but both of us are of the mindset of liberty people. So I mean, all of our ideas relate to the liberty movement, which is really easy. I mean, to me, liberty's always been about don't steal from your neighbor, and your neighbor don't steal from you. And once you grasp that, I mean, you know, you could have all the Stefan Molyneux in the world that want to elaborate on that issue, but it's always very simple. And our slogan was, if these two idiots can understand liberty, then you can too. And that's the truth, man. We're just out to have a good time and not harm other people. So
yeah, it's not rocket science, that's for sure. And it's good to have you here. Now, are you recording any kind of Wheels Off Liberty here at ForkFest?
I think so. I think it's tomorrow night. I'll have to talk with Curtis. Brett's sitting here. Brett's part of the Wheels Off Liberty crew now.
Brett, who's also known as the Brett from School Sucks. School Sucks.
I can't say his last name either, Ian.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I think we're going to record an episode tomorrow night. So.
All right, cool. That sounds like fun. So, again, 1-800-259-9231. Mark, anything today that stood out for you as far as today's
I got an article
activities?
From Mother's from the activities.
Yeah, I'm still talking about ForkFest. I'm talking about your articles.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get ready to do a radio show here. You can forgive me. I had to do there was the Soapbox Idol folks out there getting ready with their 3-minute rants.
Now, this is some sort of a preliminary thing, right?
That's right. Everybody has to be tested, vetted, and approved by Queen Quill before they can actually get on the stage.
So what is Soapbox Idol?
Soapbox Idol is an opportunity for anybody to get up on the stage and rant about whatever issue it is that upsets them, that kind of curls their hair. Talk about it for 3 minutes, and the one who can make people laugh and get them excited the most will win. And
yeah, that's right.
That's the event.
I don't know what exactly they win, but it certainly seems to be something. I think it's just the bragging rights. I think it's just
probably some prize.
The ability to say that you were the person who won Soapbox Idol. So that's always a huge event. And I don't know, Jamie, if that's your kind of thing, getting up on an open mic like that in front of a crowd of people.
I've never got in front of a mic drinking whiskey before in my life and ranted about something that I have no idea about, Ian.
You know, this time you'll probably fall over all the cords and things. I just hope you don't fall off the stage.
Well, I'm wondering if we should have Jamie back later tonight, since he's already had a few drinks, maybe by like 9:45 or something like that. He'll be feeling a little differently.
If drunks were interesting, bars would have stadium seating.
They do in Oklahoma, Mark. The ones I attend have stadium seating put in.
Well, some drunks, I think, are interesting and fun, and some drunks are angry. And luckily, we don't have, I don't think, too many of the angry ones around here at ForkFest. But, as I mentioned, we're here to take your phone calls. We still have open phones, as we always do. And there are issues of the day to discuss. Jamie, I think that you guys have a great show. Folks need to check it out, wheelsoffliberty.com. You guys publish what, like weekly?
Usually weekly. Yeah. Sometimes it's once every 2 weeks, something like that. Whatever, whatever it kind of fits into our schedule about. We're not making a lot of money or anything.
I bet your sponsors love that.
You know. Our sponsors really dig it. And while you're plugging my show, I would like to tell everybody listening to check out Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks.
Well, thanks. That's
a good idea. 1-800-259-9231.
Well,
that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Jamie, so you know they're listening to Free Talk Live now, right?
I thought we was on Wheels Off Liberty. Yeah, right. Sorry about that.
Lots to discuss here tonight. I didn't do much besides we had this big meeting today for the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org, and that was a really important, like we do this yearly kind of meeting, and cdevolution.org is where you can go to get behind a group of folks that is actually putting their freedom on the line for your freedom, because in order to, in my opinion, to get to a free place, we're going to have to take some risks, and those risks entail doing things like civil disobedience, putting these government laws out for people to see just how wrong they are by violating them in person, in real life, and having people go into cages, as many of us have already done up here. But it's hard to do that. It's hard to go into a cage when you've got responsibilities. You've got a dog to feed. You've got a job that's counting on you to be there. And so the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund exists to help those folks out. And it's definitely something that is new. We need to get more people involved. And so you can go to cdevolution.org to do that. Less about ForkFest and more about your thoughts, about whatever you want. Coming up, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Speaking of those site features, we do have listening options. You can go and get tuned in there. You can listen in via broadband stream, dial-up stream, available around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is there. for you to tune into, plus over 104 radio stations across the country that airs the show throughout the week at different times. In addition to that, you'll learn about the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, as well as our webcam and our satellite listening options. Go get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value is trending upward. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org.
All right, so once again, toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. We will talk to you about what you want, but we're also going to talk to people here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition from Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. We're here all week long. We'll have all kinds of interesting characters and liberty-oriented notables, people that with names that you might recognize and others you've probably never heard of before, but that doesn't mean they're not interesting. So as you're going around the campground, meeting interesting folks, going from campsite to campsite, from food vending booth to other sort of vending, lots of vending going on here, all of it completely unpermitted without asking any governmental permission, pulling any kind of license or whatever. So as you're kind of floating about, you'll inevitably meet new people, people that have a story to tell. And I met one of those folks today. His name is Dan. Did I get it right this time, Dan?
You did.
All right, good. So welcome to Free Talk Live, Dan. You had stopped in earlier because I guess Larkin Rose is expected again this year here at Porkfest. And some people are pretty excited about that. Larkin Rose apparently is here, and he was here last year, which I believe was his first year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, Larkin is somebody who's known for his tax freedom advocacy. He's somebody who went to jail, prison, federal prison, for a couple years of his life because he didn't pay federal income tax. And that's the kind of person that's inspirational to me. Larkin Rose is... You know, he's a heroic dude. I mean, he spoke out loudly and proudly against paying this federal criminal agency known as the federal government. And he, you know, made a video about it. He wrote at least one book about it. He wasn't shying away from discussing this issue on the public stage. They targeted him for it. They went after him. But he's not the only one. In fact, Dan, you were telling me that they've gone after you. Now, I don't think you've gone to jail over this, thank goodness. However, you did mention that they're coming after you in a financial way. Can you tell me about your story?
Sure. My story has to do with this book right here. The last numbered page in the book is 9,501.
It's a big book.
It's a big book. It's 7 inches wide, 9 inches long, and 2 inches thick, and it's got real little writing in it.
What is that book?
This book is called The Complete Internal Revenue Code.
And sounds like a real page-turner.
Yes, and for, actually, I've turned the pages. For 11 years, I've been wanting to rejoin the other citizens in paying anything that I legally owe. But for those 11 years, I've been searching this book, and I can't find any place in there that makes me subject to a tax. The term taxpayer is a legal definition. If it's in here, it's in here twice, and it's any person...
In a 1,000-page book, it's in twice?
9,501 pages.
A 10,000-page book.
Yes.
It's in twice.
It's in twice. It's essentially a taxpayer, legally, is any person subject to any revenue tax. So you have to be subject to a tax. Now, before I can pay, there has to be something in here that makes me subject to paying the tax, and for 11 years I haven't been able to find it.
Well, the IRS certainly acts like we're all subject to taxes, right?
Well, they act like it, and a lot of people volunteer to do that, but in the 11 years I've written them 30-plus letters asking that simple question, you know, where is it shown in this book that I am a taxpayer, a person, any person subject to a tax?
Now, why would the politicians not make you subject to taxes?
Well, it's not the politicians that are doing this. One of the reasons is because you can't tax a right. You can not You cannot put an excise tax on a right, which because it's not a privilege, it's a right.
We have rights in this country? I mean, I don't see any evidence.
Yes, we're
talking about the right to self-ownership, the right to
the right to make a living.
Right to make a living. Okay.
I thought we had the right to carry weapons. I mean, they put 20,000 laws on that.
Yes. Unfortunately, they haven't put a law in here making me subject to pay the so-called income tax, because the tax is really not on our incomes. Income is property. And, of course, property can only be taxed by a direct tax, which has to be apportioned throughout the country. And since the so-called income tax has not been apportioned, it can't be
a direct tax.
That means that the states are actually handed a bill according to the amount of citizens that live in that state. The state who has the largest amount of citizens, of course, would pay the largest percentage of the tax that Congress decided it needed.
So what about the 16th Amendment that made the income tax whatever it is?
Well, actually, the 16th Amendment is a red herring. It actually did nothing.
Why they get three-quarters of the states and all of Congress or whatever they have to do it?
The Supreme Court has said that the so-called income tax, the 16th Amendment, gave Congress no new power that it did not already have before the passage of the 16th Amendment.
Okay.
So if you go by the Supreme Court...
Does Congress tax us or does the IRS tax us?
Well,
does the
IRS is the power that Congress has established to collect that tax. Somebody's got to collect it.
So, Dan, I've got more questions here. Can you stick with us maybe through another segment of this program
and
talk about this? Because I'm somebody who doesn't pay these federal taxes. I haven't done so since 2004. And you've been not paying since...
2000.
2000. So well over a decade at this point. When was the first time you heard from them about this? How many years did it take?
When you stop filling out W-4 forms and paying, it's usually 3 years before they start addressing you about the missing portion of income that they're not getting.
So they sent some sort of a letter, a nasty threat.
A form letter, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to write them in a personal message because you get mostly form letters. Even when you write them a personal letter.
With specific questions,
yes.
They just copy-paste and, okay.
Right.
Oh, it's the 16th Amendment. That's why we can tax you. Here, now pay up. So, Dan, stick around. We're going to continue here because I want to know more about how you feel about the various different schemes out there. These tax gurus that will, you know, sell you their book or their CD-ROM or something like that. And, it's the truth, the secret way to get out of the taxes. We'll see what you think of that coming up here.
I'll be happy to talk
Free Talk Live.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Returns, call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829. 334 no tax.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. We're here live from Porkfest 2011, the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, right at a place called Rogers Campground, same place it's been the last couple of years. And I saw Ernie Hancock's show earlier today, Declare Your Independence, which you can hear over at freedomsphoenix.com as well as LRN.FM. He's been broadcasting live as well. He actually had the guy who runs the campground, owns/runs a campground on, and he had nothing to say besides the fact that this is a great event. And
yeah, I wanted to talk to that same guy.
The people in the area really appreciate the fact that the porcupines are here. It brings tremendous business into local area businesses. Now, of course, there are also people that are on the ground selling products and services. You really don't have to leave the campground. But, you know, if you need something like, everything I'm thinking of, cigarettes, ice, it's all being sold here. But apparently some people are still leaving the campground. Maybe it's one of those things where the campground prices are a little higher and somebody wants to save a buck or something, so they go into town and get it. Anyway, there's apparently a lot of business that comes to local businesses from this particular event. And
1,000 people, I mean, there's going to be a lot of business.
Yeah, I guess there's only one old man in town that complains about it every year, but otherwise everything's pretty cool.
Cranky Yankees.
Yeah. So the Porkfest, you go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more about this event. You can see photos and such from past Porkfests, and you can learn more about what's yet to come here at this Porkfest. In fact, we haven't really touched too much on the itinerary here for tomorrow or for the rest of the weekend, but I know there's a lot that people are excited about. In fact, right now, competing with this event, meaning Free Talk Live broadcasting, is the Free Keen Karaoke event that's going on right now down at the Pavilion. I know that was a pretty successful, popular event. Also, the Soapbox Idol contest coming up this weekend. Bands galore. Today was a day when the bandstand officially kicked off. There's been people playing music since 3 o'clock this afternoon. I believe that's going to continue until the late night hours and then just keep going all weekend long with, I believe, over 20 five bands that are playing this weekend. Plus, we're going to also have various different games, fun things going on. Kid Olympics, there's lots of family activities happening. Humans versus Zombies is happening, which is
they're selling Nerf machine guns for that right there in the campground.
There was a kickball contest earlier today, so everything from sports to fun games for kids. Lots of stuff is happening here. I couldn't possibly relay to you the detail on this schedule. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about it. But what's interesting, the most interesting, besides all the fun activities and the parties and such, and the partying never stops at Porkfest. People wake up, they roll out of bed, and they grab a Bloody Mary from the from the fun compound. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI has his fun compound open all day long. As soon as his bartender wakes up at 8 in the morning, it's pretty much open for business. And so there's a lot of opportunities to get yourself, I guess, a little bit of a shift in consciousness here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So we're here sitting with one of the participants this year, and there are many. I've seen several hundred thus far. Actually, haven't checked in with the organizers to see what the official count is yet as far as how many people have come to register, but I think the expectation is it's going to be approximately 1,000 people by the time all is said and done this weekend.
If it doesn't hit 1,000 people, I'd be very surprised. And plus, you just can't count them.
Well, it's very difficult to count because not everybody, I guess not everybody wants to give their name. They don't want to go and register.
Not everybody's registered, whatever.
All right. So, again, toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. We're here with Dan. Now, what's best about Porkfest is not all the activities, but the people that you get to meet, the people who are, in many cases, very experienced at things that you may not have dabbled at yet, whether it's doing civil disobedience. There's going to be a civil disobedience panel later this week. Or whether it's, and I guess this is technically civil disobedience, or maybe it's more of a non-cooperation thing. Because, Dan, you didn't get into not paying taxes for the purpose of bringing attention to yourself. You didn't get into it for the purpose of making a national issue out of this. But they came to you.
Yes, they did.
And you decided at one point that you don't owe this this income tax, and you would be willing to pay it if they could prove to you that you did owe it somehow. And you've asked them to do that for the last over a decade bout of your life. No one has ever bothered to give you a substantive response.
That's correct. It's real easy. I've asked them just to point out to me where in this book it's written. I've gone into the book myself. And I've got 16 pages of every section in here where a tax is imposed on anyone. And I have not been able to find where there's any place in here where I fulfill any of the criteria.
And this book is the Complete Internal Revenue Code.
Yes.
It's like 10,000 pages.
Correct. One thing to note is that the government can indict you for a crime. But the government doesn't convict you. Unfortunately, you have 12 of your peers, your fellow citizens, your fellow tax-paying citizens, who sit in judgment of you when you are indicted for a federal crime. And you were talking, you started in about different techniques mm-hmm. or evading, if you want to call it, a tax. The problem is, again, you are going to be sitting in front of 12 people who are taxpayers, and you have to convince them.
Right. They believe in the tax.
Yes.
They've been paying it their whole lives, so it must be something that's legitimate.
Everybody in the country pays it, so it must be there. Unfortunately, when you try to prove a negative, it can't be done. So my technique, if you call it that, it's from Otto Skinner, who's written three books, is just I'm willing to pay. I'll take my checkbook out. I'll write my name on it, sign it. You give me the figure. If you will show me where in that book I am subject to a tax, I'm ready to pay it.
So tell me about some of these other schemes that are out there. There are people who will sell you their solution. They'll sell you a book. They'll sell you some sort of course. And just do as I say, and you will be able to escape the income tax. But first, give me $500. What do you think about that? I mean, because some of them say, just, okay, file the return, but put a zero in there. How's that work out?
Well, unfortunately, there you're trying to evade something. By your action, you're saying, yes, I owe a tax, but I'm going to try to get around or evade that.
I'm going to try to use some sneaky rule within the system to nullify this.
Right. Again, you're trying to prove a negative. If I am drawn into court, then my whole defense is, hey, show me the law and I'll sign it. Mm-hmm. And so I've got 12 jurors there.
Well, wait, is it show me the law or is it show me my obligation?
Show me the law.
Because they've got all kinds of laws. They've got all kinds of laws.
Yes.
And then the problem becomes their interpretation of the law versus yours.
If you were distilling alcohol, I can go in here to Section 5005 and show you where there would be a tax imposed on the distilling of alcohol.
Yeah, but show me my obligation to pay that tax.
That's right. It's not there. You have to be engaged in some sort of activity in order to have a tax imposed on you.
But do you understand that I don't even accept that? I don't accept the idea that there's a law, that there are words on paper that say that, you have to pay this tax on distilling alcohol. Well, how did I become obligated to follow their laws? Can they explain that to me? And that's the ultimate explanation that needs to be given.
Well,
but if the explanation is we've got men with guns in cages, that's fine. I understand that. That's really what the explanation is. But they'll never tell you that.
Unfortunately, Ian, you're going to be, if you are indicted, you're going to be in front of 12 taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you are convicted or not will depend. If you're going to try to convince 12 people that you don't have to follow the laws, it's not going to work.
I believe you're correct about that. I wouldn't expect any of this to work, and it hasn't worked for you either. I mean, you haven't gone in front of a jury yet. They haven't indicted you or convicted you, but yet they've been taking your money, haven't they?
Well, I've actually gone in front of a juror because mm-hmm. I've sued my employer for theft. I lost in court and I lost on appeal, but I have been in front of a jury in that respect.
But as far as the IRS has been able to levy bank accounts and properties and...
Yes, without a judicial order, without a judge's decree, they have stolen my property.
They just swoop right in, whatever the corporation is, that the corporation will bow down and do
as
they are told.
Yes, unfortunately.
It's so sad. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Most appreciate it. Free Talk Live.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the Low Country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard 100 mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That is the point of the program. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you appreciate the fact that we give you those features for free, you could become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. And by the way, there's a special amp party happening here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I believe, tomorrow night. So
I believe you're right.
It's not too late for you to get here and to come on out. It's a celebration of Free Talk Live reaching 100 affiliates. But it's really just an excuse for Jason Osborne to come party with the amplifiers because he's the one that put together Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. And he's actually got a special gift for everybody that's a Free Talk Live amplifier. And I've seen
that's
this
here
gift.
At Porkfest.
Have you seen the gift yet?
I have not.
All right, you're going to be surprised.
That's what I'm looking for, a surprise.
It's pretty cool. So come on up here for that, but that's not the only reason to get here. There's all kinds of stuff happening. We'll tell you more about that in a moment.
Have you ever been a victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. Actually, if you do have an attorney, it's a good way to check on what they're doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, and use the free legal dictionary. Watch the free videos, then buy the course, jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live, jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we're here at Porkfest. It is a annual gathering in the woods of New Hampshire, northern New Hampshire's White Mountains. We're at Rogers Campground, and every single year, there are just a lot of people that converge and have a good time, and some of them aren't just partying the entire week, though that does happen. Some are working the entire time. They are offering products and services to voluntary, willing buyers, who are willing to take a risk and buy a sandwich or something like that has been made without government permission. And somebody that we've had on is kind of the representative of all of those who sell things without government permission.
I'm sure some of them would like to represent themselves.
They're busy, man. We barely managed to get Mandrick away from his table here. He was kind enough to come over here and deliver to me a train wreck. And if you could, before we talk about what you're doing here at Porkfest, please explain what is a train wreck, because most people have never seen this before. This is a unique product that I think has made its official debut here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well,
Oops, sorry, man. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say thanks, first of all, for having me on. And the train wreck is actually, I was looking to make a little epic meal for an individual to feast on, and it's a 10-piece bacon weave. I weave into a nice little blanket. They're all my own little babies. And then I add gyro meat on top of that with tzatziki sauce and onions and tomatoes. Ah, it's a feast, and it's so fulfilling and great. It's the greatest sandwich.
It's
I love it.
Filling.
Yeah, and I was inspired to do it because I started eating a low carb paleo lifestyle. Kind of switched to that.
Yes. And you've lost some weight too.
I'm almost about 40 pounds down since the end of March.
It's hard to imagine people losing weight eating bacon-wrapped gyros.
I've had two of these weeks. I've been working a lot this week, so I've been eating a lot more this week because I just need a lot more energy. So I've already
calories.
Yeah, I've already gone through two of these bacon weaves, and I've actually
today?
Yeah, the day of Porkfest, I invented a new omelet. I was just making a bacon weave for breakfast. I was just going to eat it, and then I just dumped raw egg on top of it with some vegetables. And then that was a new thing we just started selling.
It looks good.
Selling like train wrecks too.
Oh yeah, there's for breakfast. Absolutely, the bacon weave omelet. Yeah,
I've yet to actually have a chance to eat it, but I did have a gyro the other day, and I've had those last year. They were fantastic. In fact, you set up originally for the first time last year. You set up your booth where you sell various different food items, including your famous baklava, which people you can't order a train wreck online, but you can go to mandrick.com, MANDRIK.com. And order Mandrick's baklava, or George's famous baklava.
Yeah, George's famous baklava, yeah. Mandrick's, it's just kind of a name I go by now a lot more often than just George. But yeah, I've been doing the baklava for a long time, and I just started selling it online as an agribusiness a couple years back.
Well, yeah, you figured, well, I don't need permission for this. I don't need to ask some government agent for permission and beg them for a license, a piece of paper that says I can sell baklava online.
That's right. The same food that you would serve your kids, you can't give to someone else?
In the very same kitchen. It's like, what's the big deal? I'm just making a dessert and somebody wants to buy it.
The big deal is money. It's all about getting money from you so they cannot put you in a cage. If you paid them, then they won't put you in the cage most likely. And so thanks for coming out here and continuing to feed hungry people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think that what you've done has inspired others to come out here because you've got more competition this year.
It's great, though. Honestly, I don't think we have enough.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we need more people selling food out here. It's good to have variety. And we're plenty busy. I have all our numbers from last year, and I'm keeping track this year. You know, you have to run it like a business, and it's been a great year so far.
That's what I wanted to hear about. I mean, because you'd mentioned to me on Monday night that when you were closing down Monday night, that Monday, the first day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the full week long, it's back to being officially a week long, was as busy as Thursday last year. So the same busyness at the very earliest point in the week, that really bodes for an incredibly busy weekend, don't you think?
I think we're going to get slammed this weekend for sure, Friday and Saturday for sure. And looking forward to it. And we're ready to serve. We really plan. We over-planned this year. We've brought so much food along. It's insane how much food we have. I mean, you could be smothered in gyro meat and just go out. It'd be awesome.
So another thing I wanted to talk to you about, I mean, because, again, if you're not here yet, you can come here, and these delicious products will be available all throughout the weekend. Go to porkfest.com to learn how to get here to Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a trivial amount of money to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so go and get the details at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
By the way, after this year, it's going to be P-O-R-K-fest.com, because we have 150 pounds of bacon. I think we're going to run out this year.
That's awesome.
That's the goal.
So, in other news, Mandrick, you're one of the people that has essentially made Porkfest your move to New Hampshire.
Yep.
You're not going back to Pennsylvania. You're not living there anymore. You made the move.
I mean, I'll still be going back to visit, but I'll be living in the Keene area for now.
Right. Yep. Right. I mean, that's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal.
Can you tell me about why you were inspired to make that decision?
Once you get activated with the Liberty Message and you want to become an activist and you just... You can only live your life a certain way for so long, pretending to not. You eventually just want to live the philosophy rather than just speak it. You have that message, and it just gets to the point where You just can't do it anymore. You can't be somebody you're not.
Yeah, you're not being true to yourself.
Exactly. And I need to be true to myself, and that's why I'm here.
So you got to that point. You decided, that's it. I'm making the move to New Hampshire. Porkfest, ideal time to move on up. Your partner, a business partner at the booth, has also made the move as of just a few months ago as well. So it's great to have you here. And I know that you're hopping busy over at your booth. So you're welcome to stick with us for another few minutes or jump out the door.
I'm good.
That's up to you. Mark, any questions for Mandrick? I've been kind of leading this.
I bet people wonder this. What is gyro meat? Is it lamb or is it beef?
Yeah, it could be a mix. It really depends. Oftentimes, it's a mix of lamb and beef.
Is that to cut costs when they, like, put in filler, essentially?
No, it's more of a flavor thing, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, there's different flavor. It's really a preference because, I mean, I don't know. I don't really. I've had all different ways, and I've had them.
What's yours at the booth?
It's actually a mix of the lamb and the beef. Okay. Yeah.
Is it like 50-50 or 80-20?
I don't know the exact ratio. I mean, I buy all the supplies from a wholesaler through a restaurant.
Gotcha.
For most part. Now the bacon weaves. Obviously, I hand weave 250 bacon weaves, 90 pounds of bacon.
That's a lot of work. I mean, that's a lot of prep.
10 hours, man. I'm a master at weaving. I can weave. If you need me to weave bacon,
you can do it blindfolded, right?
Send me an email, and I will weave as much bacon as you want. We'll discuss rates, silver preferred.
Well, that's got to be one of the costs involved is the time that it takes to prepare this sandwich.
Oh, it's a $10 sandwich. Right. I mean, it's a beast, but definitely the time. And, I mean, running an oven for 10 hours straight, convection oven, and we're making 12 at a time. Hmm. Yeah.
Now, you say you're accepting silver. What's that? I mean, you know, most people, they pay for things in Federal Reserve notes and U.S. dollars. You're accepting silver? How's that working?
It's working great. People are getting silver dimes. We're getting certain browns, like a tenth of an ounce or a quarter of an ounce. We've already had somebody give us a gram of gold and just say, hey, put this on here, just like what we owe him yet in food. So that was pretty cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, hey, as always, dude, thanks for coming by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's great to have you here in New Hampshire. And as I said, I'm sure you're an inspiration to a lot of people who have heard you talk about doing your business without government permission. You're not afraid of the FDA or whoever it is that might try to swoop in and come and get you for doing the baklava thing. And I presume you're going to continue doing baklava even though you're here in New Hampshire now.
Yeah, I definitely want to stick to that. I have some other plans. Lots to discuss, but my whole story, I actually went into it on the Pork Therapy Podcast, porctherapy.com. It'll be out sometime next week. I'm sure there's a lot of people sharing a similar situation with a family.
We're actually going to have Stephanie Murphy from the Pork Therapy Podcast here in a little bit, because we've got two full hours remaining here from Porkfest 2011, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're not even halfway done with this thing. We're on our third show of six, so there's a lot more Porkfest to go here. It's not too late for you to get here. Hour two's next. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.